as I will explore in my comments today, it is important that we secure the best possible deal from the European Union and put a real choice to the British people, yeah, and it is sensible that we set a time frame within which that must be done. Yeah, that is what this bill does, and that is why I am bringing it forward. I give way to my old friend.
Thank you very much. Completely congratulate, thank you, Mr. Speaker, my honourable friend for securing this debate. Secondly, I totally agree with him, and I think that probably he will explore a bit later why it's so important that this will reinforce the hand of our marvellous Prime Minister in negotiating with Europe and then giving the public a say. The public deserve a say.
Yeah. Well, my honourable friend is, of course, absolutely right. This is about giving the public a real say, a real choice between a best possible deal we can get from the European Union and, if the public should choose, to leave if that is what they want to do. That is what we on this side are offering the British public. I think that members on the other side should consider their position very carefully indeed, because at the next election the public will not forgive members who do not trust them. I want to make a little progress and then I will give way. There is, of course, and we can see it already, Mr. Speaker, there is a debate to be had about whether our national interest is best served by being inside the European Union or by coming out. That debate, though, Mr. Speaker, is not for today. This is a debate about the bill that is before.
The member is not at the moment giving way. I think that's clear. James Wharton.
Speaker. This is a debate about the bill that I'm bringing forward and which I am proud to bring forward. The community that we joined in all those years ago, Mr. Speaker, was primarily one of free trade. Though aspects of it even then, I give way to my humble friend.
That in 1974 it was the first time I ever voted, and my son and daughter have never had the choice about making that democratic decision, and that's what we should be doing today. That's why I've sponsored the bill with my honourable friend.
Of course I agree with my honourable friend, and she was lucky if she had the opportunity to vote. I was, as one honourable member whispered in my ear as she made her contribution, but a twinkle in an eye at that time. I did not have that opportunity to vote. And I give way to my old friend.
Thank my honourable friend for giving way. Does my honourable friend agree with me that any party that doesn't trust the British people does not deserve the trust of the British people?
My friend will be staggered, I'm sure, to find him. Of course I agree with him. But what matters is not that I agree with him, it's that the people who are watching this debate, who care about this issue, who want to have their say, the great British people agree with him, and they will make their views very clear come the next session. I give way to my honourable friend.
Does my honourable friend agree that one of the most important reasons for this bill has already been made, which is that a whole generation have not had a chance to have a say, but that there is a second reason, which is that the EU is a fundamentally different creature from the one on which we voted in 1975. And it's on that issue that the country must have a say.
Exactly.
Is absolutely right. That is a fundamental point. The European community that the British people voted to be a part of in 1975 is not the same as the European Union of today. I will give way, but I do want to make some progress.
I'm very grateful to the honourable gentleman for giving way. He's making his points more usefully than some of his whips have done so far. But could I ask him? You can calm down. Is he aware of the fact that 40% of UK exports go to the EU tariff-free, and that business leaders in this country have said that it would be dangerously destabilising if that referendum were to go ahead? Does he think...
Order. There needs to be order. Order. The Honourable Gentleman should resume his seat. There needs to be rather more calm in the chamber. Interventions need to be shorter. And I would point out that well over 40 colleagues want to speak. I want all of them to do so. They've got an interest in minimising the noise level and maximising the progress. Mr. Gordon Marsden, brief.
Yes. Does he think that it's in the interests of this country that we should have 4 years of uncertainty for business from his bill?
The Honourable Member read his intervention very well, but I think the reality is the British people deserve a say on this, and they deserve a say on and to be given a real choice. They should be given a choice between the best possible relationship with the European Union that we can offer and of leaving if that is what they choose to. I'll give way, but then I want to make some progress.
I'm most grateful to the Honourable Gentleman for giving way, and obviously I think he's done a great job in coming up with this idea for a bill. But can he say whether or not he's had an opportunity to talk to representatives from our territory of Gibraltar about the impact on them and whether he plans to give them a say in this referendum?
Well, the Honourable Member raises an interesting point because being, as he is, despite being a young and new MP just as I am, he knows very well that parliamentary procedure is one of the greatest challenges that this bill will face. And were it drawn a large and complex bill, it would be easier for him and his colleagues to slow its progress and wreck the chances of it getting through and delivering what the British people want. So whilst I hear what he's saying, and I know that he is deeply concerned about anything that will allow him at later stages, should this bill go forward today, Mr. Speaker, to slow it down and bog it down in parliamentary procedure, I hope that he will resist the temptation and will allow us to get it through so that his constituents and mine can vote whichever way they want and to have their choice and their say on such a fundamental issue. I do want to make some progress, Mr. Speaker. We have already discussed that the European community is not the same as the European Union. What we joined has changed. Those who voted yes in 1975 believed they had bought a ticket to a clear and certain destination, to a free trade area that would benefit Britain's economy without undermining our sovereignty. They did not buy a ticket for a never-ending journey to ever closer union, destination unknown. I give way to my honourable friend.
Thank my honourable friend, and may I congratulate him on this excellent bill. Would he agree with me that we've heard from a lot of businesses in the form of Business for Britain who have said that businesses in this country also want to see the terms of our membership of the EU renegotiated, and they also believe that finally giving the public a vote on this massive issue will actually create more stability than there is at the moment?
My honourable friend is absolutely right. There are hundreds of businesses who support the campaign for a say on our membership of the European Union. But an important point about this bill, and I should make this clear to members on all sides, I am not stood here today putting an argument that we should be in or that we should be out. I am putting forward an argument that we should trust the British people to make that decision and have a say. I give way to my honourable friend.
Mr. Speaker, I must make clear, and I regret this, that I disagree with my honourable friend. He is quite wrong to say that the party opposite hasn't made up its mind. They are quite clear. They don't believe in a referendum. They don't believe in renegotiating in Europe to get a better deal for this country. And most of all, they don't believe, and they've made this absolutely clear in my mind, they don't believe in giving the British people a say.
Mr. Speaker, I am the eternal optimist. It may appear that the party opposite is united against the British people and refusing them. I do not believe that is true. I believe that at least, a substantial number of them are split. They know that the people need to have a say on this important issue. And even though their leader has chosen not to be here and lead them today, I hope he will summon up the strength in the future to take a firm position and will back this bill. I give way to my right honourable friend.
I'm grateful to the honourable gentleman giving way. When we joined the European community... It certainly was that, in that we thought we were joining a union which would increase economic prosperity and give even greater political stability.
Yes, done.
We cannot now actually say that to new members.
Not true.
Given that there is real economic problems within the European community, and that as things are going on, not far distant countries, but after their next elections, there will probably be serious fascist representation in France, in Spain, and in Italy. Is it not just in the interest of this country for the Prime Minister seriously to renegotiate, but in the interest of the whole of Europe?
Right, I remember, absolutely right. We are talking about a European Union that is changing before our eyes, that no one knows where it will be in a few years' time. It is absolutely the right approach that rather than rush headlong now to make a decision, we should negotiate to get the right deal, to understand what a future membership of the European Union would mean, and whatever the result of that process and whatever that understanding might be, ultimately it must be put to the British people so they can choose whether to give their consent and renew their consent to membership or to withdraw it. That is what we must do, and it is why we're here today. I give way to my noble friend.
I'm very grateful for him giving away and congratulating on securing this bill today. Neither him nor myself were alive at the time of the last referendum on the EU, and we are now sat here in this House as MPs. Doesn't he agree with me that it's high time that our generation had a say on our membership of the European Union?
My honourable friend is absolutely right. We have generations of people who have not had a say, and we have generations of people who, when they had their say, voted for something which is not what exists today. Taken together, the significance of the changes we have seen to the European Union and the length of time since the British people gave their consent in that original vote are significant. They make the case for a fresh referendum on the face of it an obvious one, and one that should be supported. The times have changed, the European Union has changed, Mr. Speaker, and public sentiment has changed. It is time we had a referendum, it's time we gave them a choice. That is why we are here, and I give way to the honourable member.